from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM. Happy Yom Kippur, those of you of the Jewish faith. In a large clinical trial to determine the risks and benefits of daily low-dose aspirin in healthy older adults without previous cardiovascular events, they say aspirin did not prolong healthy, independent living. Doctors have found that there is no evidence of a link between high levels of blood bad cholesterol and heart disease. And with this claim, a number of leading cardiologists say statins taken by millions of those to tackle cholesterol don't have any benefit. We're going to check in with pharmacist Ben in a moment from criticalhealthnews.com, our partners. Now, here's the website again. Might as well get an early start. criticalhealthnews.com and the toll-free number 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234 to call for advice. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well. He's been compounding custom medications for his career. And, of course, he is the spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com along with Doc Wallach. And he appears every 3 weeks or so. Ben, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, George. Nice to talk to you.
A couple stories I had on earlier. I want to get your reaction. Sure. One, they say that bad cholesterol may not be harmful and create heart disease. Now, that's something that Doc Wallach has been talking about for some time.
Anybody who studies cholesterol understands that what they call LDL cholesterol, like everything in the body, George, plays a serious, an important and serious role in good health. LDL cholesterol is very important for the immune system. Cholesterol is just so misunderstood and really tragically misunderstood. And in a way, it's really intentional, the misunderstandings around cholesterol, because there's a lot of money to be made in convincing people that cholesterol is some kind of demon in the body that needs to be eliminated. The fact of the matter is cholesterol is the single most important molecule in the body. And not only is it the single most important molecule in the body, it is critical for all the things we love about being alive. Cholesterol is your stress management molecule, it's your growth molecule, it's your repair molecule, it's your youth and fertility molecule, it's your thrival molecule. Cholesterol is secreted in the body in response to the environment to help the body thrive under conditions, and I can think of no more deleterious, harmful strategy to destroy a culture than to tell it or to somehow force it or compel it to suppress its production of cholesterol. And that's what statin drugs do, and that's what this whole model of cholesterol, of cholesterol mania is all about. The fact of the matter is, George, cholesterol is in your coronary arteries to help repair those arteries. And if you're worried about your cardiovascular health, you'd be much better off concentrating on building and strengthening your arteries than to try to suppress a vital substance like cholesterol. And, of course, we know that you can build and repair your coronary arteries by using vitamin C and by using glucosamine and by using essential fatty acids and by getting on a good nutritional supplement program. In addition to watching what you eat. That's the most important strategy for protecting your heart, not lowering your cholesterol.
Well, in the study, they really knocked statin drugs, too.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm telling you this as a pharmacist. And now, as far as drugs go, they're not as deadly toxic as other drugs, but still, you're compelling your body to do something it doesn't want to do. You're suppressing your body's ability to make cholesterol, and the only way to do that is to poison, literally poison the cells of the liver. They used to tell you you have to have your liver checked every 6 months when you were on these kinds of drugs. So no, I'm a big believer in this whole idea that cholesterol is not something that you want to suppress and that you want to be strengthening your coronary arteries and strengthening your cardiovascular system, not poisoning your liver in order to get healthy.
As we do all the time when pharmacist Ben is on or Doc Wallach, we try to crush their website, criticalhealthnews.com. So if you've got a laptop or you've got your smartphone or you've got your desktop, shut down their website. Just go to criticalhealthnews.com. You can also send them emails and messages. So what about this story about aspirin? They said that in non-heart heart type patients,
well,
it doesn't really help. Low-dose aspirin doesn't help.
Well, we know in pharmacy that the risk of bleeding from aspirin is one of the major drug toxicities that there are. And that's over-the-counter toxicity, the risk of GI bleeding. It's one of the leading causes of death, actually. And a leading cause of drug toxicity in emergency room admissions is gastrointestinal bleeding from aspirin. So we have this idea that we can just take drugs, George. We have this notion that we can just take drugs and somehow be better off for it.
It's magic, right?
It's craziness, George. I saw this in pharmacy school. I was absolutely blown away by the idea. I got into pharmacy school to heal. And from day one, we're studying the toxicity of drugs, and we're studying how to mitigate side effects, and we're studying how to formulate drugs or how drug companies design drugs in order to reduce the toxicity and how you have to take other drugs to help with the toxicity of the first drugs. And it just blew me away. And you know what else, George? This is very interesting. A lot of people don't realize. Pharmacists actually study nutrition, except we don't study
good, good ones do.
Well, I'm talking in pharmacy school. We don't study nutrition, though, like a dietitian does or like a doctor does. We study nutrition like a pharmacist. In other words, we study the medicinal and healing properties of vitamins and of minerals and of what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients. And what's more, we study disease states as if they were nutritional deficiencies. So we study, for example, arthritis as a deficiency in essential fatty acids, or night blindness as a deficiency in vitamin A, or skin problems as a deficiency in zinc. So we're steeped in this idea, on the one hand, of nutrients as healing modalities, and on the other hand, we study toxicity. So when I was in pharmacy school, I was like, why are we using the drugs? Why don't we use the nutrients? When that's really the cause of the diseases in the first place, and these are completely non-toxic, I always say nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. When a drug goes to bed at night and has a dream, it dreams it's a vitamin.
Lots of emails in for you, Ben, and let me read one. Mar writes, my question is cataracts in later stages. Can anything be done economically or with supplements to eliminate cataracts in later stages through nutrition, eye drops, special nutrients? What can you do?
That's a tough one, because cataracts are like damage to the your windshield.
Once it's cracked, it's cracked.
Once it's cracked, it's cracked, which is why you want to prevent the cataracts by making sure. You know what the most important thing you do to prevent your cataracts, George, is focus on your blood sugar. Cataracts and messed up blood sugar go hand in hand, as any diabetic will tell you. And as we get older, even if you're not diagnosed as a diabetic, most of us have messed up blood sugar, or dysglycemia, as it's called. The most important strategy for not just taking care of cataracts, but for glaucoma, for all kinds of eye problems, make sure you're focused on your blood sugar. Next to taking care of your digestive system, taking care of your blood sugar system by eating less food, eating less calories, eating less sugar and starch, making sure you're using your Sweeties from Longevity, making sure you're using Ultimate Niacin, making sure you're taking care of your blood sugar from two directions, from nutritional supplementation as well as avoiding problem foods. Next to working on your digestive system, that gives you the most leverage. I love this idea of leverage, where you just do a little move and you get a whole wide range of benefits. A little move with your blood sugar and you could take care of cataracts, you could take care of cardiovascular problems, kidney problems, skin problems, all kinds of issues just by taking care of your blood sugar.
About 27 years ago, I got LASIX, and he got me down to 20/20. And yeah, pretty much so. It's starting to slip just a little bit because of age.
20 years is a long time, though.
It is. 27 years.
27 years.
No, 21 years. 21 years.
Pretty good.
And anyways, I went to the ophthalmologist when I was back in St. Louis a few weeks ago, and I just got a checkup and stuff. And I said, look for cataracts too. And he did, and he says, your eyes are clear. So that's pretty
George,
good.
That's pretty amazing, George. That's pretty amazing, because most people in mid-60s to late 60s are going to have some kind of cataract issue. That's pretty darn good. That's a sign that you've been taking care of yourself.
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number to call. There are people there right now. Last time Doc Wallach was on, they got over 500 phone calls. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. If you don't get through tonight because they might be jammed, keep trying tomorrow, the next day. There's always people available to answer your questions. And they set up these phone lines to help give you information that you might not pick up fast enough when Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach is on the air with us. And we're going to continue reading emails throughout the night. We're going to take calls pretty soon as well, so you can start your phone calls in about 5-10 minutes. We'll get an early jump for Pharmacist Ben. You know what's good? People are starting to wake up about their own health. When I go to programs and shows, I just came back from Scottsdale, where we went to an afterlife symposium. But a lot of people afterwards wanted to talk to me about supplements and health. At an afterlife conference, I guess they don't want to go to the other side too soon, right?
Don't you think people are starting to wake up in general?
Yeah, I do.
There's like a waking. There's an
awakening. Thanks to people like you and Doc Wallach.
Well, I mean, and you and what you're doing on your show, absolutely. And there's a general awakening that's taking place, and I think it's part of how we're evolving. I think we're human beings are getting smarter and better, even though it might not seem like it, but in the big picture. We're understanding more and more about our world. We're understanding more and more about the universe, and we're understanding more and more about our bodies collectively as a species.
Well, that's the way to do it. Pharmacist Ben with us, of course, and you've been doing this how long now, Ben?
Since, it depends on what you mean by doing this. I started in pharmacy school, like I said. That's where I really started to understand the power of nutrition and the power of the human body, but really going out and preaching the gospel of nutrition, if you will, probably about 20, 25 years, somewhere in there.
At what point did you start getting disillusioned with pharmacy?
Right. Well, it began in pharmacy school as a student. But when I got out and I saw actually what was happening, how I was complicit as a pharmacist, I was the one who was dispensing the stuff. So I lasted about a year and a half, 2 years before I started my compounding pharmacy, where I actually made specific medicine. I basically made nutritional supplements back in the early 90s and skincare products.
Hold on for a second, Ben. We'll talk more about this, and we'll take phone calls starting next and next hour as well. And we're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call for assistance and guidance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We'll take calls now, and we'll take calls next hour as well, and hope we can give you some information that you can use to keep things going for yourself. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. The toll-free number to call for other assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And what do you think of mushrooms? I had a guest on last week, and he swears by turkey tail mushrooms.
They are phenomenal, George, absolutely phenomenal. A mushroom is like a cross between an animal and a plant. So for vegetarians, they're the ideal source of protein and vitamin D and vitamin A and certain nutrients that you can only get in animal products, you can get in mushrooms. Not to mention the fact that they are packed with immune-boosting substances and also what are called adaptogenic substances, which are molecules that help adjust the body upwards or downwards, whatever the body needs. They're just mind-blowingly important. And what's so great about mushrooms, they grow everywhere. It's another example of the great medicinal bounty that Mother Earth has given us.
It's amazing, isn't it? It just seems to have a cure for every ailment.
It is really amazing. There is literally a cure for every ailment, George, literally.
And checks and balances.
Yeah, they call it pharmacognosy. And pharmacognosy is the study of the things that grow on planet Earth that have medicinal properties. Have you been reading about CBD lately?
Yes, I sure have.
We talked about that. We've been talking about that.
Doc Wallach's got a little division doing that now.
That's exactly right. That stuff's amazing, CBD. And let nobody be deluded by the idea that you're going to get high or that it's somehow marijuana or all the taboos that are associated with pot and marijuana. Marijuana, you don't have that issue with CBD, which comes from hemp. CBD is just pure medicine. For seizure disorders, for diabetes, for anxiety, for insomnia, for the immune system. It's just amazing stuff, and it's a weed. It just grows like crazy.
Let's go to the phones. Angie in Cincinnati, Ohio, to get us started. Hi, Angie. Go ahead.
Angie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited to get through.
Great.
We actually got our first supplement late this past evening. So we've got the starter pack, the glycogel, and the plant-derived mineral. Do we just take those all together, and then I had a couple other things to ask real quick?
That's a great question. You always want to do your nutrients in divided doses if possible. If you don't do them in divided doses, it's not the end of the world. But the body, it's easier on the body, and you get better absorption if you divide the doses throughout the day. So always want to do your nutrients in divided doses, if possible. If not, you can do them all at once. It's not the end of the world, but if possible, in divided doses.
What else you have, Ange?
Okay, so what about like a semi-low thyroid? My husband also suffers from some sort of dry eye syndrome, and he's tried everything over the counter.
Is he the thyroid guy, or is it for you?
I'm sorry?
And he is he the one with the low thyroid as well?
I am the one with
the low. Okay.
Right, well, chances are his are low. His thyroid's low too. Whenever you the thyroid problems, which are like epidemic, thyroid medicine is the every year is in the top five best-selling drugs. Is thyroid hormone. So almost everybody has thyroid problems. The thing about the thyroid is you can't approach the thyroid by approaching the thyroid. The thyroid follows the stress nervous system and also the digestive system and the blood sugar system. So if you're going to really work on the thyroid, and this is why thyroid medicine doesn't work for very many people. In fact, there is no thyroid medicine. They just give you thyroid hormone, but they don't do anything for the thyroid. So, and in pharmacy, we all know that thyroid hormone doesn't even work that well. So if you want to approach the thyroid, you got to work, number one, on the stress management system. That's your adrenal glands and cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Relax the body. And by relax the body, I don't mean just fall asleep. I mean do things like slow, deep breathing, SDR breathing, what I call slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, reducing toxicity that's getting into the body, making sure you're on a good, solid, well-rounded nutritional supplement program, getting a little bit of exercise. In fact, all of the things we talk about for good health, the standard things, digestion, blood sugar, supplementation, breathing, exercise, relaxation, all of the things that we talk about for good health work because they work on the thyroid. And so what you want to do is when it comes to taking care of the thyroid, you want to treat the basic components of the body, which are the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the stress management system, because the thyroid is the jumping off point for all chronic degenerative diseases. I'm talking heart disease, I'm talking cancer, I'm talking autoimmunity. You do not have any of those problems until the thyroid starts to go awry. Once you work on the thyroid with these three fundamental systems, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the stress management system, all other health challenges will improve. The thyroid is the linchpin. And so working on the thyroid is the key to everything.
How about the dry eyes?
Dry eyes are also a thyroid problem. It could happen.
Really?
Absolutely. It may have something to do with a condition called Sjogren's syndrome. It may also have to do with fat deficiencies. So making sure you're on your essential fatty acids, making sure you're using your ultimate EFAs from longevity, making sure you're using vitamin A, and fatty vitamins are very important for helping keep the eyes lubricious, keeping the eyes moist, and then also working on the thyroid. Hypothyroidism will cause a dryness in the body throughout everywhere, dry skin, dry eyes, dry digestive secretions. Like I say, hypothyroidism is the linchpin. It's the connecting point between the fundamental building blocks of how the body's put together and everything else.
First-time caller John in Pennsylvania is with us now. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, John.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I got a question for Ben.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just curious. I've been on a couple medications for about 10 years now, an antidepressant and a mood stabilizer, Abilify and Zoloft. Is it possible? What would be a good recommendation for supplements?
Couple things. B vitamins are the first thing I would think of for all mood disorders, mood issues, and that's in the short term. Also electrolytes. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine would be ideal for you. And then in the long run, you want to make sure that you're getting your fats and fatty vitamins. Now, if you're not digesting, if you have any digestive problems, you got to work there too, because in nutrition, it's not just what you take, it's what you absorb. But leaving that aside, B vitamins and electrolytes, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, and then also fats and fatty vitamins, your ultimate EFAs, as well as vitamin A. And vitamin D is interesting because not only is vitamin D important for mood on its own, but sunlight is very important for mood. In fact, even a sun lamp, if you live in Washington or Oregon or Alaska where you don't have a lot of sun in the wintertime, Michigan, getting a sun lamp can also help you make serotonin as well as vitamin D, which can have a positive effect on your mood. But if you're lucky enough to live where it's sunny, get out there in the sun and enjoy 10 minutes of good sunshine every day.
What about lithium orotate?
Lithium's wonderful. Doc's been talking about lithium for a long time. In fact, lithium's a prescription drug, George. The same.
But you can get it in a supplement form.
You get it as a supplement. It's in a lot of the longevity products. It's in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And you can get it just as a regular old supplement. And it's the same stuff, George, that you go to a doctor for and get a prescription.
It's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, here's that phone number to call, 1-855-949-7234. I go up to your website a couple times a day just to get the information.
Great.
And Michael Zwirling has posted some great videos of Doc Wallach talking and the things that you've done. And it's just a neat health website.
We're dedicated to this. Longevity's dedicated to it. I'm dedicated to it. Doc has been dedicated to it for decades. You know, it's in our blood. It's what we do. And we do this, for Doc and I and people at Longevity, a lot of us, we just do it for free because it's so important that people hear this information, George. And you know just from the last few years, how many people have come up to you and say thank you for sharing
constantly. Constantly. Doc wants to follow me to all my live events all over the country now. Geez, Doc, come on. I see you enough. Twice a year is enough, Doc. Let's go to Las Vegas. Linda's with us, west of the Rockies. Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
First of all, I do have diabetes, and I just received everything you told me to get for that. And now I found out this morning that I have stage 3 kidney failure.
Okay. They go
Is there anything I need to add in addition to
you work
the
on
diabetes?
Now, in stage 3 kidney is stage 3 of what in the kidney world?
I think it goes up to stage 5. Stage
3
four
or 5,
five.
Like cancer is. Okay.
Yeah, it goes up to stage 4 or 5. But you can go. The kidneys are amazing. You can go way into kidney disease before you've got complete kidney failure. I mean, the kidneys are so redundant. There's so much redundancy in the kidneys. You have 2 kidneys, and each kidney is so powerful that you can have 15% kidney function and still be okay. It's only when you get really like down to 10% or 11% or 12% that you have a problem. Nonetheless, the kidneys are amazingly important, and kidney disease is just almost like a synonym for diabetes. It goes hand in hand with blood sugar problems. So if you want to take care of your kidneys, you take care of your blood sugar, and that's your 100% on the
list. Yeah, and I've got everything,
Good for you. And if you have any digestive issues, you got to address those as well, because when you have digestive problems, specifically something called leaky gut, you can actually develop little pieces of food, microscopic pieces of food, that can get into the bloodstream and ultimately end up in the kidneys, and that can cause all kinds of problems. So, again, it comes down to this idea of the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and then the stress management system, the adrenal thyroid system. But if you just work on the digestive system and the blood sugar system, you're going to notice some dramatic improvements in your kidney function. Your doctor will be amazed.
Text and tweets. Tom's got them. What do you have, Tom?
This one we have from Allie in Sacramento. Please ask Ben about allergy relief. My husband is always sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes, but it only happens at home.
Okay. Could be mold? What do you think,
Ben? Yeah, it could definitely be mold, but here's the thing. The immune system, which is what controls allergies, is like a straw, like a camel and the straw. You know, the famous straw that breaks the camel's back. You could think of the immune system as a camel, and you could think of mold as a straw. You could think of pollen as a straw. You could think of milk and dairy as a straw, and other foods as a straw. What happens is the camel's back can handle so many straws. And then you have put one more straw, and the camel's back breaks. So the way you want to take care of allergies is you want to start to remove the straws off the immune system camel. And that first starts off with food. So what I would do is I would be linking his symptoms to specific foods. The reason he may have, in addition to mold, that's a possibility, of course. But in addition to that, the reason why your husband may be experiencing problems at home, it may be something he's eating at home. And then after he eats, he may notice that he gets a mucousy or snotty or teary. All of these can be either an indicator of a direct food allergy, or it could be a sign that his immune system is being overloaded. Always, always, always start off with the digestive system if you're not sure where to go. And that means eliminating problem foods and then using things like digestive enzymes with all your meals, which can be wonderful for helping protect the body against allergies, ultimate enzymes from Longevity, also probiotics, good bacteria can be very helpful for the immune system. Digestive enzymes are so important, George, because when you hear digestive enzymes, you think, oh, well, for digestion, which is obvious, they're digestive enzymes. However, digestive enzymes also have immune-boosting properties. They have wound-healing properties. If you're going into surgery, you take your digestive enzymes pre-surgery and post-surgery, you'll find that you heal much more rapidly. Digestive enzymes have blood-thinning properties. They're just wonderful health tools that are exemplify the idea that when you take nutritional supplements, George, you don't only get one kind of benefit, you get multiple benefits. Unlike drugs where you get maybe some kind of marker, you'll improve some kind of marker, blood pressure, cholesterol, something like that, but you have to deal with all kinds of side effects. With nutrients and supplements, you get side benefits.
What do you think of gallbladder issues, and what do you do to fix that?
It's awful. Gallbladder issues are food intolerances. Bile is one of the most underappreciated fluids in the body. It is so unbelievably important for detoxification and for digestion and for intestinal health and for the immune system and for anti-aging. Bile, I'm talking. You never hear about this. And the gallbladder is a bag of bile. And without a gallbladder, you're not going to be able to secrete bile as effectively. And if your gallbladder, if your bile starts to get sludgy, it can create the most agonizing, horrific pain that you just want to have them take the darn thing out. So if you have any kind of gallbladder issues, what they call silent stones, where you have stone formation, where it's not causing pain, treat that as a sign of digestive toxicity, of food toxicity, and start to work on your diet. Also, if you're on prescription drugs, you should know that bile is important for eliminating prescription drugs. And estrogen, the hormone estrogen, which is associated with autoimmune diseases and inflammatory diseases and fibromyalgia, et cetera, is cleared out through bile. So supporting the bile system with your ultimate enzymes from longevity or also lecithin granules is unbelievably important for detoxification, for autoimmune diseases, for estrogen problems, and for the digestive system.
Let's go to Dave in Saginaw, Michigan. Hi, David. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. Pharmacist Ben,
yes.
I've got a little bit of a kind of a convoluted issue here, and I'll try to get through this as quick as I can, and I really hope you have some information.
Okay.
June 21st, I had some major back surgery. I blew a disc out in my back in the L4, L5 area. I'm 71 years old. I never took an aspirin or a Tylenol for a headache or anything else, and I was a very active person. I was a go-to person for everybody for a lot of things. In the hospital, after the surgery, I was put on multiple medications, including two different kinds of morphine, Lyrica, a bunch of other stuff. I got out of the hospital July the 13th. I was eating like a pig in the hospital. They have very good food where I was. I was eating regular meals every day, and I lost 10 pounds by the time I got out of the hospital. When I got home, my diet went in the toilet. I couldn't eat. I didn't want to eat. I had trouble swallowing food. My appetite was gone. I was on 10 medications, including still two morphines, one long and one short-acting.
Oh, my goodness.
Lyrica, and a bunch of other stuff that eventually tapered off after the first week and a half. Then I developed gastrointestinal issues. I've ended up with an EGD. They found nothing. I've ended up with CAT scans of the abdomen and pelvis. They found nothing.
Are you still on the morphine?
Except gastritis.
Are you still on the morphine?
No. I took myself off of both of the morphines and the Lyrica, regardless of the television commercial, because I have nerve pain in my right leg from the surgery. I have dead areas in my right leg because they had to move the nerves in my back in order to take care of the disc. I'm told I may or may not ever get rid of the nerve pain. Oh. My issue is the digestive issue.
Oh, yeah, you got some big issues here, and you're right. It starts with the digestive system because not only do you have digestive problems, sir, but you're also malnourished. So you're essentially starving. And imagine, your digestive system is where you absorb nutrients, right? So it's not just that you're not getting calories, you're not getting vitamins, you're not getting minerals. You need to get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine instantly, today. And I'm saying that with all seriousness.
You scare the heck out of me when you say instantly,
I'm
Ben.
I'm serious, because your body is deteriorating rapidly. The drugs, the morphine, the pain pills are just a disaster for the digestive system. And so your digestive system is broken down majorly, and you need to be repairing, and instead of repairing, you're deteriorating. So I would be getting on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine instantly. Also, the Healthy Start Pack. I mean, you need to be pounding some what we call micronutrients. You know, there's two kinds of nutrients. There's macronutrients, which we get from foods, and then there's micronutrients, which should be in the foods, but they're not. So you, by not eating calories, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, by the way, you're also not getting your micronutrients. And even if you were to eat the calories, you wouldn't be getting them because of the impaired digestive system. The beautiful thing, the reason I say the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is because it's liquid. So it's going to go right to work.
All right, Ben, stay with us. We're going to come back. Final hour to go with final phone calls. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234.